Hi, welcome to a new week of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. First up today, a little history in the making. For this famous first, we're heading over to South Korea. As of today, that country has a brand new leader. Park Geun-hye is 61 years old. She won the presidential election last December, and by now you've probably guessed why her win is historic. Park is South Korea's first female president, but it's not the first time she's been connected to the South Korean presidency. In fact, her experience around this job started when she was younger than all of you. While the world may not know much about South Korea's first female president, the life of Park Geun-hye and her family fill her nation's history books. Born into politics, her father, Park Chung-hee, was described by some as the country's first dictator. He seized power when the military took control of the government in 1961. Park was just 9 years old then. Her father would rule South Korea with an iron fist for the next 18 years, overseeing huge economic growth as well as human rights abuses. Personal tragedy hit Park Geun-hye while she was studying overseas in 1974. Back in Seoul, her mother was shot dead by someone loyal to North Korea. The bullet was intended for Park's father. The failed assassination attempt drastically changed the course of Park Geun-hye's life. Her dreams of being a professor were set aside. She had to act as South Korea's first lady, putting the nation's interests above her own. 5 years later, there was another assassination attempt on her father. This time it was successful. His intelligence chief shot him at a dinner party, saying he wanted South Korea to become a free democracy. It was 2 decades later that Park Geun-hye decided to return to the public spotlight and launch her own political career. And then last December, as head of the Conservative Party, the 61-year-old, who never married and doesn't have children, was elected president with an overwhelming majority. One of her major challenges as president will be dealing with North Korea. She met the late Kim Jong-il in 2002 in an attempt to end the bad blood between the two families. Park Geun-hye says she wants to resume talks with North Korea and restart the aid program on the condition that North Korea abandons its nuclear weapons program. But after its third nuclear test, analysts believe North Korean leader Kim Jong-un clearly isn't interested. Heading to Japan for our next story. Engineers there are getting rid of an old hotel in Tokyo. But not like that. They're trying a different demolition approach. Say hello to the incredible shrinking building. This hotel is 40 stories tall, and the engineers are taking it away one story at a time. May not look like much on the outside, but check out what's happening on the inside. The crews go floor by floor using temporary jacks. Those hold up the higher floors while the workers take out beams, support columns, and debris. Then the jacks lower what's left, and the crew moves on. Why do it this way? Well, it's a lot quieter than a standard demolition, which keeps the neighbors happy, and no chance of an implosion damaging other buildings. It's also more expensive, and it takes longer. In this case, an estimated 6 or 7 months.